Well, you look at that. I think we're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on all the social channels after another pretty damn long day here at Packers camp. 10th day of camp, 9th practice. The Packers were inside Lambeau Field yet again today for their longest practice of training camp so far, a physical affair that ended much like practice did a few days ago with the younger players, pretty much through third-year players, going live with some to-the-ground tackling. Exciting stuff. Some up-and-down performances by the young guys. Aaron Rodgers continued to be on fire, so to speak. A couple of Aaron throws, but nothing that should alarm anyone. And Kingsley Keke, balling out, man. This kid had another really strong day. He's had a very solid start to camp. I'm not going to sit here and say he's answering all the questions asked of him, but they're going to be counting on him, and so far, he's answering the bell. There's little doubt about it. Hello to everybody in the comments on all the channels. How are you guys? Good to see everybody. Is Aaron Rodgers really looking as improved as advertised based on this 2010 revelation? Well, I mean, he has certainly looked sharper than he did at the beginning of camp. Now, as I've stated several times here and other places, you know, he often comes out and looks a little scattershot at the start of camp as he's trying to get into the groove with the wide receivers and the offense. That's been going on for a number of years. But it has been noticeable the last, I want to say, 4 practices with Aaron, how sharp he has been. And whether that is the whatever he saw in the 2010 cut-up that he mentioned the other day when he was talking to media, or whether that's just getting into the groove of a normal year of football with the offense and the wide receivers. Obviously, I can't say, but it has been noticeable. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all of a sudden Superman Aaron Rodgers has returned, because that certainly isn't the case, but he is much sharper than he was at the start of camp. No doubt about that. Hello from New Brunswick, Canada. What's up, Joe? Joe Buck Yourself 12. What a name. Hello from Green Bay, Wisconsin. How are you? When's the last day of camp, David? For me, it's Friday. I fly back to New York on Saturday morning. For the Packers, I believe Brian Gutekunst indicated it was like 10 days away a couple days ago. So I would think early next week for camp availabilities, and then they'll switch to regular season as far as access and things like that and their practice schedule. Jared, thanks for the super chat. Is Martin the answer, meaning Kamal Martin, obviously, the answer for inside linebacker number 2? Gary is cut AF. Gary is cut. There's no doubt about that. I tell you what, the only thing standing in the way now between Kamal Martin and playing on Sundays is probably himself. If he can consistently do what he's done so far throughout camp and continue to do it day in and day out and continue to improve, he's going to play. Now, I don't know if it's, you want to call it, inside linebacker 2, situational, whatever you want to say. He's going to be in on certain sub packages. Of that, I have no doubt. It's just a question of how much he plays, because he has started extremely, extremely strong. As far as especially being, you know, a later round pick for a rookie to step in. Now, I know what some cynics are going to say, and I'd be lying if I didn't say the thought hadn't crossed my mind. Well, of course he looks good. They haven't had much to look at in Green Bay for a very long time. So here comes some competence, and you're like, oh my God, it's a playmaking linebacker. And I'm not completely dismissing that. I really am not. But trying to set that aside, he has just had a very, very strong start to camp. No doubt about it. Popeye's Beef is here. What's up, buddy? Lawrence, thanks for the super chat. Last year, the Packers suffered from quite a few drops, both offensively and defensively. Do you see this improving? Well, they had a few drops today, actually. So, you know, that's all about concentration and repetition. And it's going to be hard, I think, coming out of a truncated offseason and training camp to expect them to hit the ground running, so to speak. But as far as drops go on either side of the ball, I didn't think the Packers were especially egregious on the defensive side of the ball. They had a number of, yes, that went through the hands of both Kevin King and Jair Alexander. I think the drops on offense certainly hampered them a lot more. And I think you look at the jettisoning of Geronimo Allison. Clearly the idea was to bring in Funchess, but now that he has opted out, They're going to have to count on MVS. They're going to have count on EQ, and they're going to have to count on Kumerow. And so far in camp, those guys have been pretty sure-handed. So yeah, hopefully that continues, and only their confidence only continues to grow. What else we got? Jitsu, what's up, buddy? I love LaFleur trying to ease some of the already massive weight on Love's shoulders by challenging him to just get 1% better each day. Yeah, I mean, I think that's realistic, right? I was talking about this on the radio a little earlier. Anybody who expected him to come in and light it up, I think, was kind of playing with fool's gold. I just can't imagine a kid not having an offseason where everything he would have been doing over the 4-month span is being crammed into 3 weeks, essentially. Whether that's protections, whether that's adjustments at the line of scrimmage, reading coverages, just everything they would have been installing in the spring is now, you know, he's got to do it on the fly, live, or somewhat live. I think LaFleur is handling it very well. And I think the live periods they're getting at the end of practice with these young guys is really smart, okay? Because Love is taking all of those snaps. And I think in lieu of a preseason, that's exactly what was needed. John, thanks for the super chat. The horn in Minnesota is going to be so obnoxious without fan noise. I literally mentioned that on the radio about an hour ago. You either were listening or you were reading my mind, because yes, it is. It's going to be fucking awful. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Rogers mentioned something about watching old practice film from 2010 and noticing something that he can use. Do you know what it is? Footwork. No, Frank. Nobody knows what it is. He's never going to say. But it's been noticeable. Like I said earlier in the chat, the last 4 days have been noticeably sharper. So whatever it is, maybe at the end of the year, he'll tell us. I can't wait for this to be a topic of discussion all year long. But yeah. John, Reggie B or Touchdown J? Not allowed to say, right? Those are the new restrictions and regulations that I've been given by Packers PR, and more pointedly, Brian Gutekunst. I will say, I think Kumerow has picked up right where he left off. It's going to be hard for him to get dislodged from this wide receiver. I think that's okay to say. I'm very excited to see how multiple this offense can be. I would very much expect to see a increase in the use of the running back in the passing game and the tight end in the passing game. There's zero question in my mind. The multiplicity, the use of various personnel all over the map, it's going to be noticeable. Damien, what's up from Australia? How you doing? Thanks so much for checking in, man. Thanks for joining me. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Big Bob Tanyan is tight end 3 on Madden 21. Sociable to the greatest Packer fans here on Cheesehead TV Nation. What's up, Legless? Well, you know, Tanya, I mean, Madden, they're going off probably last year's depth charts and then kind of trying to update as they can. And those things will get switched around as the year goes on. That's what's kind of so great now about modern Madden is you get weekly updates, or somewhat weekly. I love that. That aspect of it is pretty cool. But, you know, he's tight end 3. So what? You're the coach. Put him in as tight end 1. That's your prerogative. Rock, thanks for the super chat. I have a lot of confidence that MVS will step up and have a great season. How's he looked at camp so far? Bach, I actually asked Aaron Rodgers about him a couple days ago because they have been really in sync. And MVS has had a very strong start to camp. And as Rodgers indicated, he's his own worst enemy as far as, or it's not really the way he phrased it. He said his biggest obstacle will always be himself, meaning he's got to put in the work and do it day after day after day and make this strong start become the standard. And, you know, that's obviously 100,000% correct. And if MVS can do that, then they're cooking with gas. Then they can utilize him all over and not just as a, you know, deep shot threat, which is essentially what he's been the first couple of years without much production because they haven't been able to hook up deep. But they've been hooking up a lot underneath, intermediate. There's been a play action it's been a similar action on a couple different plays out of different formations, but he's hit MVS on this deep in crosser like 3 times already. And it's really in sync, in rhythm. Footwork's been great for Rodgers, letting it rip, in rhythm. It's been fun to watch, no doubt about it. Let's see what else I got here. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats, which I think I did. Favorite Packers celeb fan? It's got to be Nick Vial, right? My buddy from The Bachelor. He's going to be on the YouTube channel with me next week again, by the way. We're gonna hang out, talk some Packers. Dustin, would you rather have to tackle Lovett, block Kenny Clark, or coach Trubisky? Oh my God. Would I rather? I'd rather coach Trubisky because I wouldn't be hurt, at least not physically. I'd only be hurt emotionally every time he threw the football. See what else we got here. I think I missed another one. Hold on. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Outside of run defense and inside linebacker / middle linebacker, what area of the defense concerns you the most? I love that you made this huge wide swath of things that are out of bounds for me to say. What other than that, what else concerns me the most? I don't know. Nothing. Other than those two things, I mean, those are the suspect things, right? Outside of that, they're looking great. The secondary is young, athletic, and talented. Pass rushers have zero question going to be getting to the quarterback with regularity. It's all about the run defense and the inside linebackers. I mean, you nailed it. Well done. All right, here we go. Got that one. Bach, again, what's up? I have a lot of confidence that MVS will step up. No, I already had that one already. Okay, so I think I'm caught up now. Oh, no, Austin got me. Austin, hi, Nags. Finally made another stream. What's up, buddy? How's Dylan looking? Very excited about what he can be for the Packers. He's looking great. He improved today in the pass rush drill, which is exactly what you want to see from a young back. He had a really rough go of it last time they were in Lambeau. They did it again today. He was lined up on Oren Burks, who, by the way, Burks had an excellent couple of reps in coverage in this one-on-one between the linebackers and running backs. But then when it was switched around and he had to rush the passer, Dylan did a much better job. The first rep was good, not very clean. He did end up on his back, but he did the job. He actually stopped the linebacker. The second rep was much, much better. He actually did stop Burks pretty much in his tracks. So that's exactly what you want, right? You know, he had a rough go of it that first time around, a little technique improvement. Got to like it. Oh, no. Oh, no. We got spam in the comments. Oh, Block User. What's up, Block User? I love you, Block User Function. You are awesome. All right, guys. Sorry about that. I don't know if you guys have been joining the Packers on Facebook at all for any of the live press conferences, but the bots and spam over there were just brutal. Let me see. Mags, what's up, Antonio? How are you? Stanley, thanks for the super chat. 1 year, 1 million. What do you say to Jared Veldheer? I'm all in on that. I don't know if he would accept it, but I'd make that call, and I think Brian might after week one. As I said this morning, that would not surprise me at all. Carry the Cheesehead TV. Kevin, thank you. Thank you very much. Honest analysis of Love so far. Is he the future, Jared? Thanks for the super chat. He is the future, but not because of any analysis I might give you from his first 10 days in pads. Not even. I think he had 5 days in pads, maybe. He's the future, guys. Wrap your heads around it. He looks every bit as confused and lost as Aaron Rodgers did his first summer. There. That's my honest assessment of Jordan Love. How are the O-line position battles looking? Right guard, right tackle. Can't talk about O-line talk. Wish I could. Packers have a very strict gag order on us. I can say, however, because this is public, Rick Wagner has not practiced now, I believe, 4 practices in a row. So when you're talking about a right tackle competition, there really hasn't been one because Wagner hasn't practiced. And the longer he sits out, the more that's going to be set. You know, there's only so much quote-unquote competition you can do with week one, you know, barreling ahead, a couple weeks away. Right now, I think, you know, the obvious, because of the injury, Packers PR, don't get on me now, because Wagner has missed 4 days. You got to think right now, if they had to start a game, if they played a game today, it would be Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, Corey Linsley, Lane Taylor, and Billy Turner. But that's only because we've gotten, you know, nothing out of Wagner for the last 4 days. Is this the shirt I was hoping to get? No. The shirt is actually a hoodie that is unavailable to the public. It is coach issue only. So I am definitely going to have to do something. I'm going to have to pull some strings, maybe infiltrate Lambeau. I don't know. It's going to be like You know, if you guys see some, you know, on the 11 or 10 o'clock news or whatever, you know, local man caught trying to sneak into Lambeau Field, you know why? You know, it was me. Come bail me out. John, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for being a straight G. Oh, yeah, and carrying it. John, very nice of you to say. Thank you so much. How long for a guy as raw as Dylan to improve on pass pro? Julia, that's a really good question. It's not out of the realm of possibility that he improves immensely in this season. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to hit the ground running week one, like he's going to arrive and start stoning guys. He's going to take his lumps. There's zero doubt about it. But we've already seen a little bit of improvement. Hopefully that continues, the more reps he gets. And that's the other thing. It's a real tough one to rep because it's violent and it's live. It has to be live. That's why they've only done it twice, that drill. You know, you want to walk a line, right? You want to get that work in, but you don't want to risk any kind of injuries. But once the season starts, he will undoubtedly be given opportunities where he's going to have to learn on the job. Oh, boy. PMayor 79, thanks for the super chat. Whose thighs are more impressive, Dylan's or Earl Campbell's? Love me some AJ Dylan's thighs, but Earl Campbell's were legendary. I got to give it to Campbell. Brian, thanks for the super chat. You're the man, longtime lurker of Cheesehead TV, and first time on here. Is Josh Jackson a starting corner next year? Well, first of all, thanks for lurking and now joining. Is Josh Jackson a starting corner next year? Way too early to say. I know you guys know this, but he has the potential to be if he continues to play at the level he's been playing at for the last week and a half. Been really impressed with Josh over the course of the first 10 days or so here. And look, this is why I always say, and this is what I preach to you guys, I preach to everybody I meet when it comes to the Packers, when it comes to the draft, especially with this team and this personnel group and what they believe in when it comes to draft and develop. It's undoubtedly frustrating to take a guy on the second day of the draft and not get much out of him his first couple years. But if there is a program, if there is a franchise that has shown again and again and again that they will be patient and try to develop guys, it's the Green Bay Packers. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but they certainly have shown again and again and again that they believe in it. And Josh has the opportunity to be another one of their really impressive success stories when it comes to that kind of thing. So with the caveat that it is early, yes, he has the potential to be a starter next year. Obviously, that would depend on what happens with Kevin King. That will greatly depend on how Kevin plays this year, if he's healthy all 16 games, etc. There's such a long road to go. But Josh's early play would indicate there's a decent possibility of that happening, yes. Oh, what else we got? So glad. What? Marcus, what do you think about Rodgers was talking about when he said this is 2010? I don't know. I'm never going to know. Rodgers is never going to tell us. My guest yesterday was, you know, stepping into it, getting rid of the bad mechanics, the flipping of the football while you're falling back, that kind of thing. But, you know, I tend to think it's something much smaller. You know, he's talking about cut-ups from practice, not a game, Allen Iverson, not a game. Talking about practice from 2010. What did he see? What could it be? No idea. My hunch is that it's pretty minute. And it's pretty deep in the minutiae. Do you think Kamal Martin fell because of his knee injury, or did we just get an excellent pick? Katie, I'm not ready to say it's an excellent pick yet. It's a long way to go. The potential's there, no doubt. And yeah, guys end up getting taken on day three often because of injury concerns, some kind of physical or test, you know, a lack of testing, or more likely, they come up short in one area or another when it comes to athletic testing. And for Kamal, I don't doubt for a second that injury played a part of it. I think maybe some teams saw him as a little bit undersized, but yeah, he's looking like the real deal so far. Legless, favorite football movie quote? Man, that's a tough one. Favorite football movie quote? I know which one makes me laugh the most. Let me give you that one. Maybe it's not my favorite, but I never fail to laugh in Remember the Titans when they're in like some, I can't remember if it was the state final or game right before it, but the defensive coordinator at one point gathers his defense on the sideline and says, they don't gain another yard the rest of the night, or some nonsense like that. And I laugh every time because, of course, yeah, every defensive coordinator would love to be able to just walk over to the sideline and yell at their guys, they don't gain another yard. Like, how Disney is that? I love it. I just, like I said, makes me laugh every time. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Would prime Sterling Sharp be the best wide receiver in the NFL today? Whoo, damn, that's a good question. He'd be one of them. He'd be in the conversation. Man, I know folks in New Orleans and Atlanta, etc., would definitely chime in, but boy, howdy, he'd be in the combo, undoubtedly. Bastard son of 100 maniacs. Man, what a handle. Thanks for the super chat, by the way. 10 beers deep. Holler if you hear me. I hear you. I'm half a Wisco Disco in. So cheers. Hopefully I'll meet you in a couple hours. Hope you're well, man. That's a hell of a handle, like I said. Thanks for pointing out the little nugget between 12 and Pettin. That little stuff is what I loved about going to practice, right? I mean, look, anybody can tell you how many kicks Crosby made, and the guys do great work in that regard, or, you know, it used to be who was playing with the first string, blah, blah, blah. We can't say that anymore. But, you know, the minutia of, the, you know, I guess, the down-in, down-out stuff. I get some people are really into that. I love the stuff that gives it color, that makes it come to life, so to speak. And Rodgers was so funny, like, drop back. And actually, Gary had gotten some pressure at the last second, and that's a big reason why he had to, you know, dump it down on this play. But he was looking deep. And everything was covered. He was trying to go to the end zone. Every option, there was three different spots. They were all covered. And when it was over, you know, the play, he made the dump down or the check down. And he turned to Mike Pettin, and he was just like, you know, and Mike gave him a little thanks, and he moved on. But it was just great. It was just great. It was a little exaggerated, like, okay. Because don't forget, Rodgers and Devontae absolutely torched them, was it 2 days ago? Like four times deep. So I think Mike may have made an adjustment there. William, thanks for the super chat. Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? Love you, Nags. Oh, that's a good one. I mean, it's always going to be Star Wars for me. That meant the most to me growing up, although I was a big-time Lord of the Rings geek. There's no question about it. But Star Wars is always going to mean more to me, especially now that my daughters are obsessed with it as well. But that's not to take anything away from Tolkien and his stories, because I love them so much. Lawrence, thanks for the super chat. Seems like Jerry Gray is changing the mindset of the DBs. I can see this being nasty for our opponents. Hashtag D-Train. Man, you ain't lying. He has brought an energy and a relentlessness when it comes to technique and teaching. There is no off position on the Jerry Gray switch. As soon as he hits the practice field, he is 1,000% go. And I fucking love it. So, yes, I agree. He should pay dividends this year, undoubtedly. Jared, thanks for the super chat. Speculate, is Rodgers stepping into his throws more now compared to 2010? Can you also talk more about Dylan's legs? No more Dylan's legs talk. God damn it. Is Rodgers stepping into his throws more now? I mean, in four practices, it's hard to say. You know, he has looked better, as I've said, and he has looked in rhythm, you know, and I'm not really concerned about whether he's stepping into the throws or not. I'm worried much more so about him playing within the structure of the offense and throwing in rhythm. And so far, that has been very noticeable in how different it is, especially off play action comparative to last year. That is a big change. I have so many super chats to get to. Austin, thanks again. Most impressive rookie this far. Darkness is your ally. Probably Kamal Martin, honestly. Deguara is swimming a little bit. He looks good. And Dylan has obviously looked the part. There's no question about it. But to me, it's Kamal Martin. I think that's got to be that. That's got to be the answer. Nick, thanks for the super chat. I think Elgton Jenkins will be the best pick of the Green Bay 19 draft class by far. I mean, the ceiling's there. Zero question about it. You know, it's still early. And Gary is looking very good so far early on in camp, and Savage has unlimited potential. So it's a bit early to call that, but I completely 100% support the idea, because the The possibility is certainly there. Okay, guys, I got to get going. I got so much to do tonight, including